Vietnam.
We're doing our best to make everybody happy, but everyone knows we're not going to be able to do that. So everybody understand we're doing the very best we can with all the frailties that we have as people and legislators. We've made tremendous progress. We're not there yet, but tremendous progress. And everyone just needs to be patient.
So are you patient, America? That's Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, of course, talking about the situation as TikTok, here we go, day 15 of the shutdown, and no deal currently, but lots of rumors that they're getting close, because October 17th is just a couple of days away. So will Obama become the first president in our modern history to be the president of default, because that time is running short, or the senators who are hopeful, are they correctly reading what's happening in the House? And will this fight near an end? It's looking as though, from the rumors and from what I've been told from a few people and other people that are covering the Capitol are reporting this, that there is a deal in the works that could possibly solve this dilemma. But what is the deal? Because that's a deal that we're either going to like or get stuck with, or however you want to put it. I would assume it's some, from what I understand, it's some kind of a Band-Aid where we're talking about an open period, in theory, that will lift the debt ceiling but then come back around to it in another 6 months or so. So there's some bipartisan vote that's happening that in the Senate that could create a lot of pressure in the House to act. But will that really push the House? I think the House is not going to be bullied into what the Senate is doing. They have to like whatever the proposal is to and embrace it to make it happen. I don't think that they're just going to look at the face value of it and say, okay, this is the best thing out there. We got to grab onto something, so let's just jump on to this, because our approval ratings are taking a hit all the way around. We don't like this anymore. We need to figure out a way to circumvent this problem. So temporary, okay? We'll do the temporary thing. I'm not so certain of that. I'm sure the Senate thinks that they have this bipartisan solution, but the House has to bite on it. And John Boehner has been rendered useless. He's not even dealing with anything. He's completely sidelined now at this point in this shutdown. And what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork, former politicos and current political minds, to comment on who the blame rests on. We can't get away from this blame game thing. And that's what we're talking about partially here on America Tonight, the crossroads of all the things that make you just want to tear your hair out. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So as I said, day 15 for the government shutdown. That's where we're at now. And I was reading something today about Leon Panetta, who went off to mess around with his grapes and wine back in California as he left as a CIA chief and defense secretary. After that, that was his two big last jobs. And he must have been asked about it, and he said, you know, you got to engage in the process, and you got to roll up your sleeves. And, you know, he said, I want to put it all in the president, but certainly some of it is, there's enough to go around, but there's some to go around for Obama, too, as well. And like I said, Panetta had to play that political game, so he knows. He says, you know, you look at this point, you govern either by leadership or crisis. If leadership isn't there, then you govern by crisis. And clearly, and he says this, and we say it all the time on ATN, clearly they've been governing by crisis after crisis after crisis. It's what I say, the reactionary government we have. We're always reacting. We're never in front of the ball. And that's the place where you don't want to be. Listen, sometimes you got to catch it and you got to score. You got to be the hero once in a while, but we're not seeing that very often. And even if the town has gotten rougher, if it's gotten meaner, if relationships have deteriorated, at some point when there's a total breakdown in trust and there's lots of livelihoods on the line, as this keeps dragging out, somebody has to be the leader, which was the point I was making on the previous show when we threw John Boehner in the dungeon, because John Boehner, as the Speaker of the House, is third in line, well, really second in line to the presidency. Something happens to the president, you got the VP, and then you have Boehner, who's right there. So this is a guy who has to be a leader, and clearly, I think he's not. He's trying to somehow play both sides to the middle so he doesn't lose his speaker's title, is what I believe. Since that's so on the line, he doesn't want to risk it. And Boehner has walked away from whatever the grand bargain is, if you remember last time around. And the president must not have any kind of a relationship with him at this point, or at least it's deteriorated, so it seems. So at this point, it's not looking great for something to happen in the next couple days, even though there's these rumors, like I said, that something could get done in the Senate. I have no doubts that the Senate will have something that makes sense. But will the House back a possible Senate debt deal? I'm going to say slim to none is the chance of that. They don't want to back whatever the Senate is selling. They don't want to do that. So the blame game's full on. The where are we going with this? The name calling. Even longtime Congressman Pete King from New York, never shy on his opinions, flat out says, you know, if I were headhunting, I'd just go right after Ted Cruz. The Republicans need to go right after Ted Cruz. He's a freshman. He doesn't know what he's doing. He says they need to stop him from repeating the same actions that led to the shutdown in the first place. And he's going to threaten and threaten and threaten to do it again. And King says he's going to rewrite history to say we were on the verge of winning, just about to go our way when Republicans cracked. And King says, so we have to go after him. I hope that national leaders throughout the party make a point of saying, this is his words, we're not going to allow Ted Cruz to hijack this party and bring this country to the edge of ruin. So would you say, and this was Pete King's tweet, at Rep. Pete King, he said, it's time to reject Senator Ted Cruz and reach an agreement as soon as possible. He says he's a fraud, and his actions are allowing the government to shut down since October 1st. He's running for president, is what he says. And it's an effort to bring the party back to the center, and the strategy stinks. It's not going to work. He says he's either a fraud or a total incompetent. What do you think? Plus, more dirt on the NSA, collecting our emails. Didn't we already know that? But this time, chat material, too, as well. Lots of personal contact lists. That's frightening. Stay with us. More to come. We're booting it to the other side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. We are wide open, not closed, not furloughed. What is and what isn't? We'll talk a little bit about that as we continue to roll out here the express of closed government. I mean, that's the conversation that, unfortunately, in your backyard and mine, at some point, you've had this conversation, even if it's for just a few minutes each and every day. And I mentioned that this deal is floating around. The government would be funded, we've talked about this already, till January 15th, and the debt ceiling would be increased until February 7th. So there's the Band-Aid. That's what the compromise would be. But the House is not really looking at this as they're going to embrace it. The Senate thinks it's a great deal and bipartisan support, but it's not the House. So will the House, you know, will the House back this up? And the House Republicans, some of them anyway, have changed the rules a little bit. The there's a House Rule 22 Clause 4 that was dug up somewhere. They were actually holding it up in giant letters, what it meant. So 2 weeks ago when they were preparing for the shutdown, they changed parliamentary rules so to prevent any members of the House from being able to bring up a vote bring up for a vote the Senate version of a government funding bill. It's a rarely used rule. So this is interesting. Here's some interesting scoop for if you haven't heard this. This interesting rule that they don't use that much. If the Senate rejects a motion to go to conference, that's what they call it, to work out differences between the House and the Senate on legislation, then, like the Senate Democrats did, any House member could move to concur with the Senate amendment, meaning they could bring the Senate legislation to the floor of the House for a vote. But before the government shut down, Republicans changed the rule to give that authority to the House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, or whoever he designates for the legislation. So Pelosi can't hijack it to the floor and have that happen, because that would be her role. She's a minority leader. That won't happen. So this makes it that much more interesting. Like I said, here's part of the reason why you can't assume, because the Senate comes up with something that the House is going to agree on it. But it's a possibility, but a remote possibility. So rules of the House, it's a little tweak in the parliamentary procedure. How about that? You know, realizing that this is probably what was going to happen. I mean, we saw the preview of it. We knew that the Senate was going to agree and that something was in the wind. But the January 15th funding, that's number's been thrown around before, and that date, and February 7th for the debt ceiling has been thrown around, too, before. So opened and closed. Because some governors decided they had enough and they were going to do something about it, there are some memorials and monuments that are open because they're willing to take on the burden of funding it, at least temporarily. Most notably, the Grand Canyon and the Statue of Liberty. You all know that, you know, by now. So they keep calling it a partial government shutdown. And the reason they keep calling it a partial government shutdown is because, yeah, some people are back from being furloughed and others aren't. Like civilian military workers. The Department of Defense, in other words, partially closed and some offices shut down. So they furloughed altogether 800,000 people. And then that's the total employees. Then working right now, they only have 40,000 who are at this point not working because they called the others back. That's happened in a couple of places, or they didn't originally start that way. Like the Department of the Interior. You think of the national parks and the national wildlife systems. Of course, most of that's closed down. That most of those people are not working. If they furloughed 72,000, only 13,000 and change are still working, and more than 58,000 aren't working. Now, remember, there's a bill to fund them all, so this is like a paid vacation in a sense. Department of State completely open for the most part. The State Department didn't even release very many numbers about it, but with overseas people and whatnot, most of them are on board. One that took a big hit, but then they brought workers back, 332,000 workers, Department of Veteran Affairs. Remember how horrific that was? They brought back over 317,000, and close to 15,000 are still furloughed. And you go down the list, it's really interesting as to who's there and who's not there. You think of the GSA. Remember the GSA? They were partying on our dime. Yeah, at one point, the head of the GSA was in Vegas. They were having a toga party, and he was in a $14,000 suite. Remember all that craziness from just a couple of years ago? So the General Services Administration has over 11,000 that they furloughed. They brought more than 4,000 back. There's still 7,000 out, and they basically oversee the business of the federal government. It's hard for me to be serious about the GSA, how they inappropriately pushed money in bizarre directions. So anyway, and then you have the congressional offices in there. It's up to the individuals as to who's gets furloughed, who's staying, you know, and who's not furloughed. And that varies from person to person as to who's out and who's actually in. And it just shows you how big the government is. The list is so long. I was just going through it today to pop up what I thought was some interesting stuff. And like the Smithsonian, you know, museums are closed. You would expect the employees, you know, are they out? But there are some that aren't out because they need help. They have to feed animals in some cases, and they have a job of protecting the collections. So remember, the Smithsonian is a series of places right next to each other, these, you know, museums. So with the Smithsonian, initially, you're talking about furloughing 4,202 people. You bring back 688 to feed the animals and protect the paintings. And then you have another 3,500 who are still out, And the list goes on and on and on. Most of the key things we know that are upsetting to people, of course, have to do with the parks and the memorials and all of that. And anybody who is out with the government saying they're going to pay, the back pay, so that however long they're out, they'll end up getting the money back, I'm sure, in a check in the next month or so when they get the checks. So NASA, here's interesting. NASA's like, you know, we have a couple of things happening with NASA, but after the shuttle was done, then pretty much NASA kind of was mothballed in a sense, right? So 18,250 people furloughed, 367, that's it, brought back, and over 17,000 still out. And there you're only talking about, you know, what they absolutely have to provide. And most of that is dispersing Social Security money and government accounting activities and all that kind of stuff, which is so crazy when you think about it. But there is a little bit of that in that program. And it makes sense that there wouldn't be very many people on deck. And then, of course, the IRS. The IRS, 94,000 people, a little over 94,000 people. And how many brought back? 8,752, 85,000 and change out. Out for now. Only necessary information systems functions, whoever they deem the people who need to do that. Otherwise, they're, you know, they're gone. And then they'll be brought back whenever this whole thing wraps up, which you would assume is probably by the end of the week, but maybe not, because the House is saying not so fast. Just don't assume that we've tweaked a rule. Don't assume that we're going to jump on board with whatever the Senate says. And so it might not matter, because the Senate does not rule. You have to have both chambers. You'd have to rectify both bills, and that's not happening now at this point. Believe it or not, some other things have happened across this great country, some of them very, very sad. Another cruise incident, but not the kind you would think of somebody falling overboard or the boat without power and having to be towed in. Something extremely, extremely heartbreaking, though. We'll tell you about that next on America Tonight.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Yeah, a lot of people are hitting a good book over their frustrations in Washington, D.C. We're so tired of that, aren't we? We're tired of that nonsense, that giant tsunami that starts in the Northeast and rolls across the rest of the country and spills over into our lives. But, hey, it does, because the dimes, the nickels, the quarters in your pocket, the stuff that you're coming up with to pay your taxes, you have to be paying attention to this, and you have to be, because this is your future. I mean, these people are holding up your future in some way. It's like I don't want to hammer home too much the whole point of the 401ks and everything else, but I know a lot of you work for unions or have worked for unions or did have a 401k or did sock away a little bit of money, and you don't want to lose that money. And the problem is that tsunami is just the kind of thing that can catch you by surprise, that has a big bounce on crazy Wall Street where they're skittish. I mean, they're like cockroaches. Someone turns on the lights. Whoa! Bad news! Someone flicked on the lights. We got to head for the corners. Seriously. So that's one effect, but it's also had other unusual effects on people. I know I've said this. I'll tell this one story one more time quickly, but I have shockingly found that not just people that I know that had a connection to the government, but people who don't work for the government that I know that have been affected by the government's shutdowns. Two people with gun permits, no joke. Another another couple that I know have, and this is a government thing, a military guy in the Navy doing the New Deal, went through the school, is getting assigned to Japan. All of that is gunked up because then the government switches over, the paperwork for his wife and new baby switch over, and that kind of has a limbo effect on them somewhat. I'm sure their family is happy in a way because they'll be in Japan for 3 years, so there's more time to visit with a new young child. But it holds up a couple of life things and then probably sends him over, and it takes longer for them to get over. So anyway, seems like every day I'm kind of tripping onto somebody that had some weird thing that the government shut down that held up a house down the street, paperwork, because mortgage thing. There you go. So probably around you in your neighborhoods, if not you directly, somebody has been hit by the crazy shutdown. And, you know, I know a lot of people would say, well, that's okay. Let's just dig our heels in, and we're going to be okay. We have plenty of money. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of hype. And it is hype at somewhat in the beginning, but the longer it goes on, then it becomes not hype anymore. Because here's the thing. Perception is reality. So whatever the perception is that's being sold that affects the markets, that affects other areas that impact you, you can't erase that. And you can't say, oh, well, you know, that was the negative news that drove it in that direction, because it'll happen. So this is a terrible story. Carnival Cruise, I mean, man, it's just going on a cruise does not appeal to me. And I know people that like cruises. It's cheap, it's great, or not even about cheapness. It's, you know, what we want to do. We went to the Panama Canal. We went to Alaska. We took our family, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this, I know it's an accident, but it's an awful thing. A six-year-old Florida kid drowned in a pool on a Carnival cruise ship over the weekend after whatever efforts they could muster to resuscitate him, failed. So the boy was from Winter Garden, which is just outside of Orlando. He was spotted underwater by, you know, in a midship pool, because they have a couple of pools, by passengers on Sunday. That's what the police report says. The Carnival Victory, it was returning from its last leg of a four-day Caribbean cruise. So it was one of those short deals. And what happened is the music's playing, people are dancing, they're caught off guard. And they said that a DJ saw the boy struggling in the water, stopped the music. A guest jumped into the pool with his clothes on, pulled the boy out, followed by a crew member who unsuccessfully couldn't revive him. They pronounced him dead shortly after that. There was chaos and people were going crazy. And they said it was just a scary, horrible, horrible thing. They're investigating the drowning, which they believe is accidental. He was in the pool with his 10-year-old brother when they found him submerged. And there weren't a lot of adults, but, you know, people keep asking, why wasn't anybody watching the kids? There weren't lifeguards around the pool. So Carnival Cruise says the company does not have lifeguards on duty at its pools. And the parents for children under 13, they have to supervise what happens. So this was a quickie deal. They left Miami on Thursday. They were coming back on Monday. But, boy, it is just a sad, sad thing, isn't it? I can't imagine this. You know, I can't imagine this drowning thing in these pools. But we've seen it happen in other pools and other crazy situations. There was that Disney thing that happened back in March. There was no lifeguards on duty, and that you have the sign, swim at your own risk, and I guess nobody's thinking that something's going to happen. And I had no idea, but because of this story, I looked this up. It is the fifth leading cause of unintentional injury death. Unintentional injury death. And as I say that, when I was a kid and we were at the Jersey Shore, I don't know if this has happened with any of you have had, hopefully none of you have had this experience. It wasn't a pool situation, but my whole family, my extended family, aunts and relatives came down for a big party and I was 5. So I barely remember it. And I had a cousin the same age who was 5. His name was Michael. And I remember playing with Michael and being at the beach and all that kind of stuff. But at night, when we went, when they put us down to bed and the adults were playing cards and whatever, somehow it was a rainy night. They didn't know, but he had gotten up, walked out of the door, and we were on it. We had a house that was right on a bay in a place called Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, and poor Michael fell into the water and drowned. And nobody knew. I do remember sort of all this horrible chaos, but they eventually, divers found his body on the beach side of Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. So it was, again, a freak accident. People are having a party, having fun. Who's thinking that the door's unlatched, that someone's going to get up, that a kid's going to wander out? In the case of this pool thing, you know, that's a similar age, 6 years old, but he's with his brother. He's in the pool. It's a small little resort pool on this cruise line. And you know, next thing you know, somebody notices him floating. And I think you do have to, you just have to ask the question of, boy, when you're the parent, you just have to watch kids in the water. You just cannot have unsupervised swimming at, you know, what age? The kid in at Disneyland was sad story. He was 13. And, you know, this one's 6 and with a brother, but things happen apparently. And I gave you the statistic, and it's unintentional and tragic, and it's just heartbreaking for that family getting off the boat and dealing with that. Oh, I can't imagine, but this slips into the water. Wow. I mean, very, 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 very sad. The other thing I wanted to throw out with odds and ends includes this, that, you know, now what's going on because of the rippling effects, I think, of with the government and the shutdown and the conversation over that and what's happening with the furloughed workers. At this point, what's going on with these food pantries and whatnot. I've heard this from some people in Texas even, but it's happening in a lot of places, that at the food pantries, because of the political problems, a lot of people are showing up to get whatever staples they can get because they aren't getting that normal check that they would get. And a lot of food pantries in and around the D.C. area are saying that that's what's happening, that, you know, 200 people are lining up to get meat and vegetables and, you know, whatever it is that they can get. And they're passing out food to different families. Since the shutdown started on October 1st, there have been hundreds of thousands, of course, of people that aren't working. So the Washington area food banks have been slammed by the shutdown, and they're trying desperately to get food to as many people as they can, but they're running out of food so quickly. And the furloughed workers don't want to say, you know, they're shy about it, they don't want to say it, but they're there, and they know they're in the line, because some will give it up and say that, you know, they were living paycheck to paycheck. And now here they are in the food line. And a lot of the food pantries are also reporting that anyway, that there's been a spike in that, a spike in suburban areas, people leaving the suburbs to go to other areas to get food, because it's tough. Living paycheck to paycheck is really, really tough. Even if you make a decent amount of money, if you're supporting other people on the paycheck and all that kind of stuff. So I sympathize, absolutely. All right, stay with us. Coming up next on America Tonight, if you want to throw in a call, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. We'll mix in We Can Count.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strip or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-963-8533. That's 1-800-963-8533. I guarantee your friends will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-963-8533. That's 1-800-963-8533.
We can count. We got it for you. There are lots of numbers. Let me give you some sad numbers. Are you tired of sad numbers? I'm kind of tired of sad numbers, too, but I got to give you this one. Earthquake 7.2 on the Richter scale hit the Philippines. They know that they're an earthquake country. 20 people dead for that type of an earthquake and where it hit. That's amazing because you had buildings, roofs cracked, buildings collapsed. I mean, they really felt it for sure on Tuesday. The roads were a mess. The aftershocks, offices, schools closed. And see, here's when it hit. It hit about 8:12 in the morning, 35 miles below a place called Carmen on an island that didn't cause a tsunami, thank goodness. But you had people, the people that were killed, 5 were killed when a fishing port collapsed. So that's 2 more died and 19 were injured when the roof of a market collapsed. A woman died after she was hit on the head when the quake actually had a building that just crumbled almost immediately. And, you know, probably one of the saddest, one of the best things is, it's always about can you pull anyone alive out of the what's become dust and a wreck. And they did, I did see a television shot of this just a short while ago. was a two-story building, an eight-month-old baby and a second person. They actually pulled them out alive, so that's the good news. Because the population there has, they got a population of 1.2 million, and it's pretty popular with people visiting because of the beaches and the fact that it's an island resort area. So the fact that that's the numbers they're reporting, if they're, you know, it may change a little bit, but if they're kind of around that same amount, that's amazing that it's not higher than that. And there was a 17th century, and I remember hearing about this place before, a 17th century stone church in Lubbock Town, which is southwest of Carmen, that was just, they say, just crumbled to pieces. And, you know, half of it was just reduced to rubble, that's it. And then other old churches from the Spanish colonial period, which is very common in that area, also said they had some damage. And today is a national holiday in that neck of the woods. So terrible timing for that. And they're trying to see if there's anybody else that survived the quake that they may have unfortunately, you know, missed or whatnot because of, you know, because of not combing the areas, not seeing anything initially. That happens sometimes, which that's always the happy story. Okay, so the NSA has collected millions of contact lists from personal email and instant messaging accounts all over the world, and that includes us here in America, boys and girls. Yes, trying to find terrorism and other criminal and nefarious things going on. The Washington Post did a story on it. They said that they learned about it from secret documents provided from Edward Snowden, and they confirmed it with intelligence people before they printed it. They say they intercepted, you know, thousands of email addresses every day from accounts on Yahoo and Gmail and Facebook and Hotmail. And they collect about a half a billion buddy lists from chat services and email accounts, too. And that, you know, what they're saying now is, well, we have no interest in personal information from ordinary Americans, but the problem is, how do you decide who's an ordinary American? We go back to the same question as to, gee, do you trust that information? Well, if you're an ordinary American, don't worry, we're not going to mess around with all the personal emails that we have of yours, so don't sweat it. Yeah, don't sweat it. And who's going through these emails? That's what I want to know. Who's the person assigned to that? How about this? The Dodgers, here's some happy news for you. The Dodgers blanked the Cardinals, so now they've cut that NLCS deficit down because they were 2-0 in the hole, and now they're 1-2. So they were 0-2 in the hole. Now they're 1-2. You have to love that. Yasiel Puig. I love just saying that name. Puig. He tripled home a run that helped in the 3-0 win over the Cards. And, you know, it was Adrian Gonzalez had an RBI double that ended a 1-for-17 drought for him, for the Dodgers, really, with runners in scoring position. And one of their most valuable assets, a guy named Hanley Ramirez, had a run-scoring hit, too, that made a big difference. And Adam Wainwright is so tough on the hill that they were able to get to him as a very big deal. He had like a minuscule ERA, just over 2, and he was 4-0 and had just, it's just amazing. So that's a very, very big win for them, to say the least. Here's another thing that has a little bit to do with numbers. NBC's Bob Costas says the Washington Redskins nickname is an insult, a slur. He weighed in on the controversy on Sunday night. He did a commentary at the halfway point, the game between the Redskins and the Cowboys, and he said, think for a moment about the term Redskins and how it truly differs from other team nicknames based on Native American images. Ask yourself what the equivalent would be if it were directed at African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, or members of any other ethnic group. when considered that way, Redskins can't possibly honor a heritage or a noble character trait, nor can it possibly be considered a neutral term. It's an insult, a slur, no matter how benign the present-day intent. So a lot of people are backing up Costas, and a lot of people are not backing him, you know, what he said. Daniel Snyder owns the team, and he previously said he would never change the name, and he's now sent out a letter to season ticket holders claiming that the name was never a label. It was and continues to be a badge of honor. So you know it, and here's the number point of this. The Redskins franchise has had the nickname since 1933. That was when their name was changed from the Boston Braves. The team moved to Washington in 1937. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, said that he believes Snyder was way down the road in consideration of whether the name should be changed. Goodell never wanted to weigh too much into the controversy, said, I'm confident he's strongly thinking about the name, but wants to do the right thing, and then just, you know, said, that's that, sloughed it off after saying that. So it's not going to change today or tomorrow, but boy, a lot of people are pushing to see this happen. And they're, you know, sending letters and bombarding the Washington franchise with all kinds of notes about it. And a lot of Indian tribes are weighing in on it and whatnot as to whether or not they should be able to, well, they can keep the name, but whether they should keep the name, whether they should do it or not. I guess that's the difference there. And maybe eventually they'll succumb to the pressure. And finally, lastly, for We Can Count, Los Angeles police have taken over the investigation into who was responsible for this craziness at LAX, planting a plastic bottle containing dry ice that exploded in an employee bathroom at the airport. Air traffic was back to normal on Monday after the Sunday night explosion caused a big commotion. Up to four flights were delayed after police had to halt security screening for more than an hour. There weren't any injuries. That's the good news, but it shook up a lot of people because it was loud and scary and they had no idea what it was. But it turns out it was this whole thing with dry ice. So they're trying to figure out who did it. Who did it? They're not going to be laughing once they find out whoever that person is who might have just been playing a little prank on somebody. Pranks from yesterday don't work today. It's like the whole toilet paper thing. How many of you threw a roll of toilet paper over trees in a buddy's yard or something else like that? I mean, I guarantee someone in this audience has done that. Now they'd have you in cuffs. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.